I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining the show right now, Radio.com. We love him. Ross Tucker, NFL Insider. Ross Tucker, Insider Calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data, insights, the sports books. They don't want you to know this. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Check out Ross's daily betting podcast, Bet Sweats. That is live every weekday, 10 to noon Eastern time on Radio.com. Ross, good morning to you. How you doing?
Dude, doing awesome. Anytime I get a chance to talk to other football lovers in the greatest state in the union, I'm happy to do so.
Commonwealth, yes, sir. You're headed to Kansas City. Bring your North Face, bring your jacket. It's supposed to rain. You're on the sidelines for Westwood One, is my understanding.
Yeah, so two thoughts on that. Number one, I was on the sideline a couple years ago for that Chiefs-Patriots game. Coldest I think I've ever been in my life. No joke. It was like negative wind chill. It was when, you know, the Patriots won in overtime. Negative wind chill. I had double gloves on. Like, I had, like, hand liners and a glove on top of it. My fingers were hurting. Like, I sound soft, I know, but I was dying. To be honest with you, I don't think I knew, like, Kansas City was that cold. Like, I was freezing. So I'm coming very, very prepared.
Some Berks County cold on you? They threw some real cold on you in KC?
Dude, I had no idea. Like, I thought, yeah, Kansas City, it's not like it's the Northeast. Evidently, the Midwest can be freezing. Dude, it was all I remember thinking is, Anything but overtime. I got to pee so bad. I don't care who wins the game. I just want it. My hands are frozen. I got to pee so bad. Guess what? It went to overtime.
Oh, my God.
You know, the D Ford lineup in the off,
yes,
in the neutral zone. Otherwise, the Chiefs would have won. Here's the other thing. I'm on sideline, but I'm not allowed on the sideline. Like, I'm on sideline duty, but sideline reporters aren't actually allowed on the sideline. Like, you got to be in the first couple rows. So normally when I'm on sideline, like, I walk up and down and I am where the ball is. I'm not going to be, like, walking through the stand. So I'm pretty sure I'm getting paid Sunday. I'm just going to, like, sit in the third row, order a beer, a hot dog. I think I'm getting paid just to sit in the third row and offer my observations from the third row.
Saragusa did that for, like, 7 years, and he was fine.
Yeah, well, he was in the end zone, which I would love to be in the end zone with, like, a big screen TV, but I got to figure out whatever the three-row restricted area. I got to find my perfect spot and just sit there. That'd be amazing, though, if they came down to me, if Ian Eagle said, let's go down to Ross on the sideline right when I'm ordering a Miller Lite from the guy in the stands.
All right. Let's get down to brass tacks here about this football game or about some players in the NFL right now. And by the way, Ross Tucker on Fan Hotline brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitis. If you're Roethlisberger, this has been the hot topic here in Western Pennsylvania. You know, the Steelers, it's going to be $42 million. The cap space is what it is. Roethlisberger looked a little bit different the last six games than the first 11 games this year. What's the choice in front of him, and what do you think he does, Ross?
I don't really know that it's his choice. I mean, he's been pretty clear he wants to come back, right? Like, everything I read was he hopes if the Steelers will have me. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Let's start with that. Everything I've read or heard has been that he wants to be back. It sounds like there's a question whether or not the Steelers want to bring him back, right?
It's been kind of radio silence to some degree. But yeah, but you're on it. You're on it for the most part. The Steelers would have to tell him they don't want him back for him not to be back is probably what's going on here.
You know what's really interesting, by the way? You know, I do a lot of these hits, right? Like, I do Eagles preseason TV and pregame radio, and I I was on with Bobby Hebert in New Orleans last night. This is a really interesting year because, like, the Saints are like $96 million over the cap right now for next year, and they're going to have the Drew Brees dead money. The Eagles are like $50 million. Everybody thought the cap would be like $215, $220 million next year, but because of the pandemic, it's going to be $180. So it's one of the reasons why the Eagles fired Doug Peterson, because they know they're. I think they're going to use 2021 as like a transition year, because all their good players, somewhat similar to the Steelers, but all the Eagles' good players, they're all in their 30s making a lot of money. It's like Jason Kelsey, Lane Johnson, Zach Ertz, Brandon Brooks, Fletcher Cox, Darius Slay, Brandon Graham. I mean, dude, they're all in their 30s. And so it's almost like a transition year. I don't think Doug Peterson wanted to be a part of it. Saints are going to be the same way. And I don't know, reading some of this stuff, it sounds like there's some thought that maybe Pittsburgh would be the same way. So do they try to move on from Ben and just take all their dead cat money medicine now? Do they take it, as a post June 1st? The problem is, guys, they still have a really good team. And they still, I thought the first 11 weeks of the year, they were as good as anybody. Their point differential, the offense, the defense. And I just tweeted this morning at Ross Tucker NFL. Check it out. You can go through the list. It'll be good for the rest of your show. Do you realize there are 17 teams that we're not 100% sure who their quarterback is?
Oh, I know. It's incredible.
17. So what I'm saying is this is not a good year for the Steelers to move on from Ben. It's not a good year. Like, I think they should try to bring Ben back. If you need to redo his contract so that, whatever, push it out a year, you know, you can figure that out to make the cap hit not as bad. And kind of go into next year knowing it's the last year, make his cap a little more palatable. I think they got a good enough team that you make one more run with this group of guys. And I also think you don't want to be one of the 17 teams trying to get a quarterback. Like, who are you going to get? Trubisky? Sam Darnold? Like, who are you going to get? Not like you're drafting, going to be able to draft a guy. So I don't think you want to be one of the teams trying to get a quarterback this offseason either.
Wow. The other thing is, though, with the guy that the Steelers have behind Ben, Mason Rudolph, his contract is up at the end of next year, too. So then they'd go into the following season, into 2022, with absolute. Then they'd have to go out and get some other guy.
Yeah, but, I mean, Mason's not the guy. I mean, I know he did some decent things against the Browns. He's not their next guy. He's just not going to be. I mean, that would really surprise me. Ideally, you would figure out a way this offseason to kind of get the next guy in the fold right now. So whether that's a Darnold and you have him be Ben's backup for a year or whatever, the problem is there's too many teams that need quarterbacks. Like, you're not going to be able to get that guy. There's too many teams that, like, they're going to have – it's going to be a crazy musical chairs. I mean, like, even the Rams – don't seem sold on Goff necessarily. The Niners and Garoppolo, you know, you're going to have all these guys moving around. I mean, I think everybody thinks Jameis Winston will go back to the Saints, but they're not. He's a free agent. And I wouldn't be surprised, like, the Bears or somebody that's desperate pays $25 million for Jameis Winston. And the Saints can't do that, not with their cap situation. It's going to be nuts. It really is. I don't think if you're the Steelers, you want to live in that world.
Well, let's talk about this. Stick with quarterbacks. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. Look into Ross Tucker's crystal ball, right? Look into the future. Put that, like, Johnny Carson hat on and look into the future and tell me this. If we push it forward 7-8 years and we look retrospectively back at some careers, take me through Mayfield, take me through Lamar Jackson, and take me through Joe Burrow. Who's going to be the king of the AFC North and why? And what are those careers going to look like real quick?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be Baker Mayfield.
Ooh. Ooh.
I really do.
Why? Why?
Yeah, I know. First of all, I have no faith that the Cincinnati Bengals organization will be able to go from where they are now to putting a competitive team around Burrow. I just don't have that faith. I mean, I just don't. First of all, I don't think they have the right coach, so that's a problem.
They don't even have an indoor facility. I mean, come on, you know.
Right, and then their roster has an issue. So I, as much as I love Burrow, I don't think it's going to be him. And I think the Ravens are kind of stuck. You know, I was at that game Saturday night, and they got a really good team. But Lamar, I don't believe, and maybe they'd be the kings of the AFC North, I don't know, but I don't believe that Lamar Jackson throws the ball consistently well enough for them to be able to win four playoff games and win a Super Bowl. Like, you're going to have to beat Mahomes or Josh Allen or the Steelers or, you know, even the Browns. And I just, like, they might win a playoff game, maybe even two, but you just, I mean, like, the play before the pick six, nobody was even covering Hollywood Brown. And he threw it at his feet. Like, you have to be, when you're playing good teams in the play, you have to be able to make that throw. So I'm going to go Baker Mayfield. He was actually awesome the last six, 7 weeks of the season. It's his first year with Stefanski in Cleveland. They got a really good team. I think they'll get the defense. I think they'll go all in on defense this offseason with the draft and free agency. And I think that they got a chance to be really good for a while.
Could you, you know, Ross, we've been talking about this. The Steelers have never been, like, really, really bad. You know, the worst season that they've had in recent memory was 6-10. They've had a couple of, you know, they've had a few 8-8s. But does a team, in order to get back on top, where the Steelers haven't been for a while now, does a team have to get closer to the bottom before they can rebuild, or can you kind of be in the middle and then still build at the same time?
I think you can be in the middle and build at the same time. Like, I picture they got a lot of good young players still. And I picture, you know, you look at the receivers, you look at Minka and some of the guys on defense, P.J. Watt. I picture the Steelers, you know, the year after Ben, right? Whoever the quarterback is, I picture them being kind of like they were last year, you know, like 8-8 or whatever, like they were with Duck or Mason. And then maybe the year after that, they get back to being a double-digit win team. I think they certainly have that in them where their down year will be probably around 500 as long as they're able to keep together, you know, a lot of this core group of players, the young guys.
Ross Tucker joining us here, Fan Morning Show. We were talking about that play on fourth down that the Chiefs ran and kind of the just the brass ones you got to have to run that, to call it from the sideline, to run it. How well do you know Henny, considering he grew up in the same part of the world? And did you have confidence in him that he would find a way to gut it through and get through and win that football game for the Chiefs?
Yeah, so Henny's from my hometown. Henny's from Wyomissing.
Right.
Now, he went to the rival high school. He went to Wilson West Lawn. So it's funny, like, they are the 6A power. They're always ranked in the top 10 6A. They've played Pine Richland and Pittsburgh Central Catholic and stuff a bunch over the years. Wyomissing, my high school, is always the you know, double A, triple A power. We lost to Central Valley in the state championship this year, but I've known him since he was 14. Like, so first of all, two quick Henny stories you guys will appreciate, right? Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, it's a triple A school. Like, it's, we graduate 140 kids. It's small, right? I used to work out with his dad. His dad was district heavyweight wrestling champ. His dad's a monster. And his dad used to tell me about Chad when Chad was in seventh and eighth grade. And I'd be like, he'd be like, yeah, my son's pretty big. He's pretty good. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure he's great. You know, I was like, I was playing college football. It might have been like my first year in the NFL. And I'm sure the same is with you guys. You know, every dad tells you how great their kid is. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure he's great, Sheldon. I'm sure he's, turned out his son was Chad Henne. He's pretty good. Secondly, in eighth grade, you guys will appreciate this because you know what it's like at the North Alleghenies, right? The Upper St. Clair's, the big high schools out there. In eighth grade, he was a fullback linebacker for the junior high, and they did a fullback option pass, and the varsity coaches were watching, and he threw the ball like 55 yards in the air as an eighth grader on a fullback option pass, and the head coach said, "Who the heck is that?" And they said, "That's Chad Henne. That's our next great fullback linebacker." And the coach said,
"Your ass, right?"
That's our quarterback. So, dude, the next year, in ninth grade, he was going to Wilson Central Junior High. All of his friends were like popping pimples and wearing their junior high jerseys on Thursday. He started in ninth grade, Like, for a top 10 school in the state, they have like 1,000 kids in the grade. They had to pick them up in a car and drive them from the junior high to the high school to practice. He was starting for Wilson in ninth grade. Like, think of it. Not many guys out there, as good as they are, even like Jerkovic, like, you know, not many guys start in ninth grade for a powerhouse high school like that. So just some funny Henny stories. And you're right, Andy Reid, I don't love the play call. I mean, it worked, but the Browns needed a touchdown. A lot can go wrong. Tyreek could drop it. Chad could have had a bad throw. I mean, I think you punted away there. I'm shocked. You know, as much as everybody said, oh, it was awesome, it was awesome. If that was a bad throw by Henny and the Browns scored a touchdown, Andy Reid would be getting crucified, dude. Crucified.
Absolutely. Great stuff. As always, Ross, you're the best. We'll listen for you. Your teeth chattering. It's supposed to be 40 degrees and rainy in Kansas City, so we'll check it out on Westwood One. Good luck to you getting to Kansas City. We can't wait to listen.
Dude, all I care about as a sideline reporter is the weather, and the only thing I can't handle is freezing rain. Snow is fine, cold, freezing rain, because then once you get
it's
wet,
the worst.
You're screwed. Freezing rain is the worst. My only sideline gig the whole year, and it's freezing rain. This is like continuing 2020. Unbelievable. Going to have a bunch of Miller Lite in the stands. Make sure you listen to the second half. I'll probably be very entertaining.
Gotcha. Perfect. Thanks, Ross. We'll talk again soon. All right. NFL Insider nice. Ross Tucker. Insider calls, as always. He's great. Presented by BetQL. BetQL here to help us make all your bets better through real proven analytics. Check it out, BetQL.com. And Ross's podcast, Bet Sweats, every day, 10 until noon Eastern time on Radio.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.